Welcome to White Paper World, the podcast that helps B2B writers and marketers get better results from your white papers. Issue 43, June 27th, 2024. Quick tip, use AI to make a mini-me. Remember the Austin Powers spy spoof movies? The ones where supervillain Dr. Evil had a miniature clone of himself called Mini-Me? Mini-Me dressed the same, talked the same, and shared the same silly tics as Dr. Evil, but he was a whole lot shorter. This is how to think about the executive summary of your white paper. It should be a pint-sized version of your full-length paper. In effect, a mini-me. Why have an executive summary anyway? Well, this one page gives busy B2B executives a quick overview and all the key takeaways from your paper. It's short enough to scan in less than a minute. Then an executive can make a quick, informed decision. Forget it. This is not for us. Could be useful. I'll send it to my assistant or a colleague. Interesting. I'll spend a little more time on this. If your summary helps a busy prospect make the right call, it's a success. The fast way to create a mini-me? AI. Say you've written your paper, but you haven't done your executive summary yet. Just paste the whole body into AI and ask for a summary of less than 200 words. Give the AI a little context, like your audience and your purpose, and tell it to match the same style as the rest of the paper, and then ask it to sum up each section of the main body in a sentence or two, and not to miss any key takeaways. In less than a minute, you'll have your draft summary. You may need to touch it up a bit, but AI can do a pretty good job of making a mini-me. This just in, AI took their jobs, now they get paid to make it sound human. This intriguing story was just published by the BBC. It tells the saga of a writer who once oversaw a 60-person team of content writers. Their unnamed employer is a tech company that packages and resells data on everything from real estate to used cars. Sounds like a data broker to me. That's the kind of company we've learned to despise. For more background on how these companies are ruining the world, watch a documentary like The Great Hack on Netflix. So, to save money, the company brought in a chatbot to brainstorm ideas and outline articles. What a brilliant concept! Not. Soon, the company made the writers start filling in the AI's outlines. Next, the AI started writing, and the writers had to edit its output. Finally, the company laid off all the writers. Our hero was the only survivor, left to slog through a mound of AI output to humanize it. The article says, quote, "A new type of gig is emerging, fixing the robot's shoddy writing," end quote. Way back last summer, I predicted this would be a new job. But I don't feel vindicated now, just kind of saddened. After months fixing the AI's output to make it sound human, our hero got canned himself. Sheesh. This article makes quite a thought-provoking read. You'll laugh. You'll cry. If you Google BBC, AI took their jobs, it'll come up. What I'm reading? The Three-Body Problem. I first heard about this novel when I noticed the Netflix show based on it, but I wanted to read the book before I watched the show. What a treat! I binge-read it over a rainy weekend and quickly ordered the next two titles in the trilogy. The Three-Body Problem is routinely described as mind-bending. Barack Obama called it wildly imaginative. I concur. The story sweeps through vast distances in time and space, from ancient Egypt through Mao's cultural revolution in China to a video game with an alien civilization to a future where humanity's survival is really in doubt. And the author pulls off a rare feat. He combines hard science with sympathetic characters and plenty of action. And he wraps it all up in an intricate plot that just keeps raising the stakes higher and higher and higher until you feel your brain start to bubble and you realize the horizons of your thinking have been way too small. Try that, AI. Author Liu Fengxin is an engineer and prolific science fiction writer from China who's won notable awards and a huge following. In 2015, The Three-Body Problem won the Hugo Award, which is the Western Prize for the best novel of the year. The Netflix show was written by David Benioff and D.B. Weiss from the Game of Thrones. It'll run 3 seasons, presumably 1 season for each book. I'm really looking forward to it, but I plan to read those next 2 books before I watch any of it. If you like science fiction in the tradition of Isaac Asimov and Arthur C. Clarke, I guarantee you'll like The Three-Body Problem. That's all for this issue. You can get all the previous issues of White Paper World from that whitepaperguy.com/newsletters. And to get every future issue, visit thatwhitepaperguy.com/subscribe. Until next time, good luck on all your projects. From That White Paper Guy, Gordon Graham.